tens of thousands of people have died in the delta of Myanmar, possibly even hundreds of thousands. While that many dead bodies cause many problems, they do not necessarily cause disease. Dr. Claude de Ville de Goye is a United Nations consultant and a veteran at directing disaster relief.
Dead bodies of healthy people do not spread disease. In fact, any infectious person is much more risk when it is alive than when it's dead. You deal with bodies which are already decomposing. So the traditional human-to-human germs or microbes are not anymore present because they cannot survive in the condition of the bodies. What you have is decaying bacteria, which are not very dangerous.
Where does this idea then come from that dead bodies, a large amount of dead bodies in a disaster like this, spread disease?
It's very difficult to know because it seems to be really going back very much. I believe it may be from the European fear of the Great Plague, where really dead bodies were a source of flea contaminations and a source of plague.
Dr. de Ville de Goye says that the fact that corpses do not cause disease doesn't mean they're not a concern.
You have a logistical problems. It's not the public health problem, it's the logistical problems. So you have to have a burial, but you have to do it showing some type of respect, not dumping dead bodies with carcass of animals or showing some respect. Because people need a grievance process. People need to feel respected. And this is shown by the way you treat dead bodies. In all cultures, some ritual, some respect is very much required. That's what makes the difference between human and animals.
Dr. de Ville de Goye says more developed nations can afford to take greater care with corpses than less developed countries. In Thailand, after the tsunami 4 years ago, for instance, officials were able to fingerprint bodies and keep them refrigerated. The situation in Myanmar, he says, is likely to require mass burials.